February had arrived on the wings of a vengeful wind that whipped off the ocean and flung a chill flurry of salt-tanged rain into the face of any soul willful enough to venture out. Rena Martin, with 63 winters behind her, was not about to be driven inside by this one. She marched sturdily along the promenade, the little wicker trolley with its uneven wheels ticking along behind her, and the crepe soles of her embroidered leather boots squeaking slightly on the smooth slabs of fancy stonework the council had laid in the autumn to define the new pedestrian area. Rena had no truck with bad weather. In her opinion, it should be dealt with the same way as anything that misbehaved and that didn't respond to either a stern telling off or a quick slap on the legs. It should be stoically ignored. Anyway, this morning she was a woman on a mission, and a little bit of weather certainly wasn't going to slow her down. There were, unfortunately, some things that even Rena could not be stoical about, and which she certainly could not ignore. And the break-in at number 42 Newell Street fell firmly into that category. What was more, Rena was determined to make certain no one else ignored it either. Rena wheeled sharp left at the end of the promenade and dragged her little trolley up the three steps that led to the big double doors. There was a newly installed ramp at the side of the steps, which would have been somewhat kinder to the wheels, but Rena was in no mood for concessions. The doors of the police station, which faced directly onto a distinctly grey and irritable sea view, were firmly shut against the chill weather. Rena had expected that. What she had not expected, at 8 o'clock in the morning, a weekday morning at that, was to find them still locked. Well, really. Rena hammered on the wooden door, bringing a response a few minutes later as the bolt was drawn back and a very young and slightly blemished face topped with a shock of bright red hair poked out. The head was rapidly withdrawn. "It's you, Miss Martin!" Rena ignored the usual mistake. Calling her Miss instead of Mrs. seemed to be a common fault among the young, and at this moment she had other, more important things to occupy her mind. She marched across to the desk and hammered on that too. "Frank Baker, don't you dare try to run away from me! You get back here!" Behind her, the red-haired and spotty boy stifled a giggle. Rena turned just long enough to stare him into silence, then removed her attention back to the desk sergeant, who was reluctantly returning to his post.